Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, it's a Thursday afternoon, so we are almost to the weekend. And it's another Jazz Fest weekend, which is underway right now at the fairgrounds. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. It really is a beautiful afternoon. Nice breeze out there. And boy, I don't really see any chance of rain anywhere in the downtown area. Doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. A few puffy clouds in the sky, and that's about it. But, you know, we've got some stuff coming in this direction, and so we may have to dodge a few showers. Looks like Sunday is going to be the best day for Jazz Fest. All right, we once again have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I want to spend a little time because, you know, we're a talk show and we deal with politics and pop culture. We'll talk a little bit about the Trump town hall meeting on News Nation last night. It was broadcast here on WWL. I'm sure some of you watched it on television. Some of you might have heard it. I was in the car, so I listened to it here on WWL. And, you know, when I got home and I saw some of the video, man, Bill O'Reilly has aged. I mean, I'm just making a comment, but he looks a lot older. Also, Chris Cuomo seems to be aging a bit. I mean, that happens, you know, you get older and you age a little bit. But I was really surprised to see Bill O'Reilly looking as old as he did last night. He was part of the town hall. Interesting things happened. We'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, I want to, you know, there's so much hate when it comes to politics. And I just, if we don't have to talk about it, I don't want to talk about it. Honestly, I don't want to talk about the president of the United States unless we have to. There are going to be times that we have to. And when we have to, we will. There is a post on our website. It's a blog that I wrote yesterday. It's also part of the show yesterday. A conversation that I had with a professor who deals with language. He's also written a book, In Praise of Profanity. And we talked to him yesterday. That is posted with the blog on the website. And the blog is titled, Should the F-Bomb Be Allowed on Broadcast Media? So you can read that and hear it. Check it out. It's on our website, WWL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And you can comment on that. And I will get to some of your comments on that during the show this afternoon. And, you know, it's interesting. When I do something like this, the use of the F-bomb, profanity on broadcast media, when I do local stuff, it just doesn't get the attention that stuff about Trump gets. But I don't want to talk about Trump just to get the attention. But I just wanted you to know that it's interesting that if I follow the audience, for everybody who says you shouldn't be talking about Trump so much, for the few people who say that, there is actually factual evidence indicating that you do want to hear it and you do want to talk about it and you do want to hear what I have to say about it. So I find that to be really interesting. I mean, the facts are in the numbers. And the numbers are there on my Facebook page. So I'll continue to do diverse things. And again, if I don't have to talk about the President of the United States, I won't. But since there was a town hall meeting last night, we're going to go over some of the things that came up. Also, the city of New Orleans is hiring 150 lifeguards ahead of the summer because they're going to be opening up some New Orleans Recreation Development Commission pools around the city. And the pools are set to open as early as May 31st. And as warm as the temperature has been, those pool water temperatures are going to be nice and warm. The current pay is $17 an hour to be a lifeguard. Now, you need to attend a lifeguard hiring orientation session, arrive 15 minutes early to be processed, complete the following prerequisite before attending the lifeguard training class: swim 300 meters or 12 laps freestyle breaststroke only, recover a 10-pound brick from 7 to 8 feet of water, and swim back with the object for 15 yards. 2 minutes in deep water, a treading, legs only. Applications will be taken by the New Orleans NORD department. You know, I think I could do that. I mean, I'm a good swimmer. Now, I don't have a lot of stamina now because I haven't been swimming a lot, but I'm a very good swimmer. And years ago, I did get my lifeguard certificate. And I had that, you know, on my bathing suit, I had that little lifeguard patch, which really was kind of cool. I mean, I thought I was really cool. I mean, I'm not the biggest guy in the world, so it's really kind of cool to walk around with that lifeguard patch on your swimsuit. And no, it wasn't a Speedo. But anyway, yeah, I got that. In fact, I got that not in the swimming pool. I got that in the Sound in Pensacola. You know, there's the bay. You go across the bay, and then you're on Santa Rosa Island. No, before you get to Santa Rosa Island, you're in Gulf Breeze. So between Gulf Breeze and Santa Rosa Island in Pensacola, that's the Sound. So I got my lifeguard certificate in the Sound, and that included a mile swim around out around a buoy in the Sound. Now, that's not like a swimming pool, you know, because that water's a little rough. So, you know, I went through that under kind of tough conditions. So I'm pretty good. So I think I could pass this. So maybe I could get off the air. Well, see, 1 to 4, that's probably prime time to be a lifeguard. I don't know if they would have an opening for me. But anyway, if you want to be a lifeguard, you could find out more information by going to NORD, N-O-R-D, and they'll have the information for you. All right. So look, the Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert Kennedy Jr., he wants to eliminate chemtrails. Those are the trails. When you look up in the sky and you see jets high in the sky and you see the vapor trails, there are Americans who believe that America, the government, is trying to poison us. Some believe it's about weather control. Some believe these chemtrails have chemicals in them, and they're designed to keep the population down. There's a couple of different theories out there, but there are people who look up in the sky and they think those chemtrails are evil and poisonous. We are going to set the record straight today on our show concerning chemtrails. And I don't care what you have been led to believe. I hope you listen with an open mind, because we have the truth about chemtrails. Some of you are going to be very disappointed, because you have come to believe something that is not true. And again, this is America. You can believe what you want to believe, but just because you believe it doesn't mean it's true. So we'll set the record straight on chemtrails a little bit later. Amanda Shaw is going to join us in the studio at 3 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. She's going to be at Jazz Fest tomorrow afternoon on the Shel Gentile stage at 11:25. She's going to open things up. She's got some new stuff out. She's been living a lot of, she's been spending a lot of time in Nashville. She's been living in Nashville and recording in Nashville, and this is a big step for her. And don't think she's turning her back on New Orleans. She's not. Amanda Shaw is growing up, and she's reached a point where she needs to make the next step. And going to Nashville is the next step for her. And if you're an Amanda Shaw fan, you should be happy for her and not be critical of her. And some fans have been a little critical. Hey, you're turning your back on New Orleans. You know, I spent an hour in the studio with her a couple of weeks back, and we talked about this. And she's not turning her back on New Orleans. She's doing what she needs to do, and it's a really good thing. And she's going to still be here for the fairs. She's still going to be here for the festivals. She's here for Jazz Fest. But she needs to be in that environment in Nashville. And the truth is, it's not as easy to be a successful artist, musical artist, in New Orleans. There's much more going on in Nashville. I know you don't want to hear that, and we are famous for our music in so many ways, but that's the hardcore truth about it. And I applaud her going to Nashville. I applaud what she's doing right now. She's got a new song out. She's got more new stuff coming out. So we'll talk about all of that coming up. Amanda and I are really good friends, very close friends. But I'm going to interview her just like she's just a musical artist. You know, I mean, we're good friends, but I'm going to interview her like I would anybody else. So we'll have that conversation coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's see, what else? I am so excited, man. I watched the game last night. It was close to the end. The Lakers are out. LeBron James and the Lakers are out. They are out of the NBA playoffs. I think it's the first time they've been eliminated in the first round. Lakers are out. The Minnesota Timberwolves beat them last night, 103-96, on the Lakers' home court. And they went on a 16-1 run in the end, and Minnesota won it 4-1. I love it. The Lakers are freaking losers. Love it. Anyway, more NBA stuff going on. I'm kind of getting into the playoffs. I mean, I was originally getting into any team that was playing Los Angeles because I didn't want them to win. Ian Hocus, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. All right, listen, you know this big 504, it's a 504 driving range?
Yes.
That they have on the Pontchartrain Expressway?
Yeah, I was there last week.
Big dead effect. It's nice. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, it's beautiful in there.
Yeah, it's a place. I understand that that these kind of things around the country are really places where you might go to meet people, that there are people kind of hanging out there, that is kind of a social setting where it's not just serious golfers, but it's people who, some serious golfers, but there are people who are playing golf, but it's also kind of a social bar scene.
Well, there are bars at 504, certainly. I mean, it's not, if you want to go and hit balls, I don't know what it costs to do that in other places, but you know, me looking at it, I was like, I don't know if that's something I would be running out here to do very often, but I also don't play golf, so it's not really meant for me. But yeah, they did have other spots, you know, like a restaurant area and a bar area and an outdoor area with the stage. I mean, I would hang out there. I don't know if I'd, you know, be paying a bunch of money to hit golf balls.
Yeah.
Although I did hit a couple golf balls.
Oh, you did?
When we were there last week for the draft, yeah.
You know, I would be a really good golfer. I mean, I would be a great golfer because my dad was a good golfer, and my dad taught me. And I mean, I played par three courses. I played City Park a few times. So I played played golf when I was a teenager, and I remember skipping out one day at East Jefferson, and we all went out to City Park and played golf, and I was having a miserable time because I was so paranoid that I was going to be busted for skipping out that I really had an awful time. But I played golf. But, you know, I know about the swing. I know about the shifting of the weight. I know that the left hand leads you through the swing. And I know all, keep your head down. I know all about that. And I think if I really worked at it, I could be a really, really good golfer. You know, there's some things that I wouldn't be good at, but I think I would be a really good golfer if I paid attention to it. But, you know, I don't know. I just, I don't feel like I've got the time to spend playing golf. But I don't know, you know, I may go there and hit some balls and fall in love with it, and maybe I'll start, playing golf. I mean, it'd be a good hobby. I don't have a hobby. I had the hobby of snowboarding when I lived in places where I could snowboard, but I don't have a hobby here, and maybe golf could become a new hobby.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a good excuse to do some day drinking and spend time outside, which are things I really like. So, yeah. You know.
Well, I don't do much day drinking, but I think I'd have fun out there. All right, but here's a question that I have for golfers, and I want somebody to call in and talk about this if you play golf. So they've got all these different levels, maybe four or five. I would say at least four levels of tees where you can hit the ball. If you're on the ground level, I mean, I can understand where you would have a good perspective on your shot. I wouldn't understand how, you know, if you're on the ground level, you could, you know, get a good idea of whether your shot was successful or not. But what about when you're on the second, third, or fourth tier? I mean, you're like up in the air. How do you know if you really hit a good shot? I mean, am I missing something here?
Yes.
Maybe you can still tell that you hit a good shot even if you're up on the third, fourth tier.
Every bay that you rent out by the hour has a tracking system. It it uses radar or lasers or something, I don't know, to track the golf ball. And then as you're making the swing, in front of you is a computer screen that shows the trajectory, the height, the distance of the ball that you just hit.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So if you're on the third or fourth tier and you hit the ball, you know exactly what your ball would have been, where your ball would have landed if you would have been on the ground.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was on the second floor, so I'm not quite sure what it's like on the upper level. But yeah, it's a computer screen right in front of you. It tells you everything you want to know.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm going to try and go do that sometime. All right, you want to do some early texts?
Here's a text that says, in which hour do you think you'll be talking about Brandon Surrency, the principal being fired by VOL for having a child out of wedlock?
Let's talk about him next hour. We'll get to that in the next. You know, I can tell you right now, there are a couple of things that we're not going to get to today. And, with Amanda coming in and a couple of other things coming up, I don't think we're going to get to, and this will be a great topic tomorrow. I'm going to just make a decision right now, executive decision on the air. The professional dating coach who says 95% of single women want men to approach them, we'll talk about that tomorrow. And that'll be a great free-for-all Friday topic. So I'm going to just take that off the table right now. So we can get to this Brandon Surrency topic about a principal who was fired because he had a child out of wedlock, but the Catholic school accepts money from the parents of children born out of wedlock. To me, that's hypocritical. And then what about the whole thing about forgiveness that Jesus Christ taught? I mean, don't you forgive somebody for their mistakes? And in the Bible, it says you're supposed to forgive somebody 7 times 7. And in the Bible, 7 is the equivalent of infinity. It represents infinity. And so, you're supposed to forgive people. Well, this guy's not forgiven? I don't know. I have a problem with this, but we will talk about that. I will also tell you about a petition. So, yes, we will get to that in the next hour.
Some people on the text line are confused, I think, about the chemtrails topic. They're saying, no, they're called contrails.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Well, we know they're called, that is the name for the plume that comes out from behind the plane.
It is a contrail.
For the conspiracy-minded among us, they don't call it that. They call it a chemtrail because of the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay or whatever.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to address on the show.
And here's a text that says, I'm more concerned about the plumes of chemicals that are blasted in the air from the refineries.
Well, I would be more concerned about that because, again, we're going to set the record straight on what people believe are chemtrails. And I tell you, I did a remote once, and during a break, a listener, came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder and pointed to the sky. And he pointed to this trail of vapor coming out of the engines of a jet that was flying way overhead. And he wanted me to start talking about that. And, I know enough about flying and aviation to know the truth about the chemtrails. So, yeah, we're going to get to that this afternoon as well. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, Miss Amanda Shaw joining us live in the studio, 3 o'clock. We are really, really good friends, close friends, and it's going to be fun to do an interview with her. And again, I want to continue to talk about how she's spending a lot of time in Nashville, and this is a good move for her, and I'm really proud of her. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WWL. It is a beautiful sunshine day in New Orleans, Thursday afternoon. We're getting close to the weekend. Some of you might be on your way to Jazz Fest right now, and it's the beginning of the second weekend of Jazz Fest. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. So I listened to the town hall meeting last night, and then I went home and I saw some of the highlights of it. And there were some interesting things that came out of this. There was a conversation about taxing the richest Americans to help the middle class. And that seemed like something that even Donald Trump was open to. Now, I personally think that everybody should have the same percentage to pay. But those who make more should actually pay the same percentage. And so many who make more, they don't pay taxes. So I kind of like the idea of a flat tax. Everybody pays the same percentage. And the percentage of $1 million is more money than the percentage of $70,000. So the rich are paying more, but it's the same percentage of their income. I like that. But in the meantime, if we have to, then, you know, tax the richest Americans, and especially tax the corporations that sometimes get away with paying no taxes. So I think that's a good idea. There was a conversation about how members of Congress are just killing it in the stock market. And I've talked about that on the show. You know, members of Congress, they know bills that are coming up that are going to benefit a certain industry. So what they do is they buy stocks with that industry. They buy stocks with a certain company in that industry, knowing that that industry is going to benefit, or knowing that a certain company is going to benefit, and they make a killing. I mean, the stock dividends, the stock owned by a lot of members of Congress is one of the ways that they get really, really rich. There was a conversation about DEI. And even Bill O'Reilly said, you know, he likes the idea of diversity. He's for that. And it's DEI versus merit-based jobs. And there are a lot of people who were qualified in the past, but because of their skin color, were not given a chance. That's not fair. That's racist. And that should end. So we'll see where the whole DEI thing goes, because Donald Trump has been against DEI since he took office. The audience, there was a live audience there. This was sponsored by the news channel News Nation, which, by the way, if you haven't checked it out, you should, because they're less, I find them to be less argumentative, and they have opinions, but they're less argumentative and less opinionated than Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC. And it's News Nation, and so you might want to check that out for a news channel to be watching. But the audience, when Donald Trump was asked what mistakes he believed he's made in the first 100 days, and the audience burst into laughter when Donald Trump said, "I don't believe I've made any mistakes." They started laughing. Now, that's not my opinion. I'm just reporting the facts here. James Carville, the Democratic strategist, said, you know, when they were talking about jobs going overseas, he goes, "Man, I don't want to live in a country that makes T-shirts. I don't want to live in a country that makes T-shirts." And so he says, "We make cars, we make airplanes. I don't want to live in a country that makes T-shirts." And others said, "Well, I'm okay if we live in a country that makes T-shirts." And his point is, you know, we make big things. We don't want to make the little things. Let other countries make the little things. And again, you know, there was a conversation about whether or not jobs and manufacturing jobs are coming back to America. You know, there are going to be some companies that do come back to America. But there's an American company that is moving out of China because of the tariffs. They're leaving China, but they're going to another country. They're not coming back to America. And I just don't think that America is going to return to a manufacturing-based economy. I don't see that happening. If I'm wrong, look, I've been doing this a long time. I'm going to do this a long time into the future. So if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. But, you know, I thought it was an interesting town hall. It was a discussion. Questions were asked and answered. There were some answers out there. And I really thought, you know, Bill O'Reilly showed signs of being very, very moderate. And I thought it was a decent discussion. I hope you had a chance to see it. Hope you had a chance to listen to it. Let's see. Donald Trump is talking about how he's going to be somewhat flexible when it comes to tariff negotiations. And you know, the other day he went back on the 25% tariff on cars and auto parts, went back on that. The jobs report that is out now is not good. And the last ships from China have reached the port on the west, on the west coast. The last ships from China that will have no tariffs on them have reached the west coast. So are we going to see ships with lighter loads? Are we going to see less ships? We don't know. One thing that Donald Trump brought up is there's talk now of a possible toy shortage for Christmas this year, because this is the time that a lot of stuff is coming in, especially during the summer. And the president said, well, maybe some kids are going to have two dolls instead of 30. And, you know, I mean, look, a lot of kids in this country have too much stuff. I mean, some have practically nothing, and that just breaks my heart. But there are a lot of kids that have too much. And, I mean, it's okay to spoil your kids. I mean, we all do that. But, you know, sometimes kids get so much stuff that they play with it for a little while and then just put it away. And they play with the newest thing they get. And the other stuff is kind of left behind. And, I mean, maybe they discover it a little bit later, something from the past, and they start playing with it. When I say the past, I mean maybe, you know, 5-6 months ago. They got something brand new that they loved, and then they don't play with it anymore. You know, if you're a parent, I think one good idea is, if your kids have a lot of toys, take some of the toys that they've had that they've played with and hide them. And then, like, you know, at a certain point, then bring them back and then hide other toys. You know, just don't leave all the toys out there for all of them on a daily basis. So, you know, there's a lot that's coming out. You know, I hope Donald Trump is right. I hope that all of this is temporary and that things are going to get better, and that this is a little pain right now for great rewards later. The stock market is creeping up again, so that's good news. I don't think it's made up for its losses, but it's creeping back. And, you know, we kind of knew this would happen. So there's a lot of negative news with the economy, a lot of negative news with the new jobs report. But if Donald Trump is right, and this is a little pain to pay now for things being a lot better later, that's good. I hope he's right. But we don't know if he's going to be right. And by the way, breaking news today, Mike Waltz, who's a national security head, he's out. He's going to be leaving within a couple of days. And part of this is because of that thing that happened where this journalist was included on this super secret conversation that was taking place about the war plan, the attack plan in Yemen. And it was partly because of that. But also, there's a lot of talk about how Mike Walls was not going along with everything Donald Trump said. And as you know, Donald Trump only wants to surround himself with people who praise him and agree with him. In fact, in just a few minutes, in fairness to all of the Trump supporters, I'm going to read what some of the top cabinet members had to say yesterday during Trump's cabinet meeting. Some have described it as a Kim Jong-un kind of cabinet meeting, where, you know, everybody praises the leader no matter what. And so I want to read some of those to you, and that's going to be coming up. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Better Than Ezra on stage this afternoon at, at about 4 o'clock. Better Than Ezra on stage, 4 o'clock this afternoon, Shel Gentile stage at Jazz Fest. Oh, I have seen Better Than Ezra so many times at Jazz Fest. It is Jazz Fest and Better Than Ezra kind of go together. So that's going to be a great show. And I know that Kevin and Tom and the guys, I know they love playing Jazz Fest. So they'll be out there this afternoon on the Gentile stage. And that's going to be at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, I love that Tom Jones is going to be at the Sanger. I saw Tom Jones years ago at the Municipal Auditorium, and I'm telling you, this is the truth. I got hit in the back of the head with some woman's bra. Some woman, like, threw a bra. I don't know whether she took it off because she was behind me. I don't know if she took it off or if she just had an extra bra to throw to Tom Jones. But women would throw their bras and panties on stage to Tom Jones. I mean, what are they going to throw now? Their Depends? I mean, anyway, I got hit in the back of the head with a bra. And, you know, every time I hear this song, I think about Carlton on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Because he was the whitest black dancer I've ever seen. And, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say that, you know, some of my dance moves are a little bit like Carlton's. But he would always do that little dance to this song. It's not unusual. All right, Tom Jones coming to New Orleans. I think that's kind of cool. Hey, here's a really interesting internet question that is on Twitter, X. It's also on TikTok. Now, think about this. Could 100 average men beat a silverback gorilla in a fight? What do you think? Could 100 average men beat a silverback gorilla in a fight? I don't know. I mean, 100 men? But I mean, how hard would you have to hit a silverback gorilla in the head to knock him out? I mean, could you even knock out a gorilla with a punch? All right, now think about the Saints roster. What is that, 52 men? And now, those are not average men. Those are like big, big dudes. I mean, do you think the entire Saints roster could beat a silverback gorilla in a fight? I don't think so. I think the silverback gorilla wins. Anyways, interesting meme. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. So I think the average pound of average weight of this gorilla would be 400 pounds. And those silverback gorillas, I mean, they're strong. I think the gorilla wins. Ian, what do you think? 100 average men and a silverback gorilla.
I think a silverback gorilla will demolish those men.
I think so too.
I don't think. I mean,
one at a time.
Yeah, even a couple at a time.
Yeah,
what's it take one whack with his arm? You know, he can real rip. Yeah. He can rip you apart. He'll literally rip your face off or your arm off or whatever. You know,
and like, they do have teeth too.
Yeah, they'll bite your ass.
Bite. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I think the silverback gorilla wins. I think the silverback gorilla even beats the Saints, as big as they are, which would be again a roster of about 52. But yeah, I think the silverback gorilla wins, and it just goes to show you how powerful those things are. All right, let's go to David in Atlanta. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Let me tell you why I disagree with your. Everybody pays the same percentage on their taxes.
Okay.
Take Joe Lunchbox. You know, he's doing okay. He makes $100,000 a year. But he has four children, three in college. He has two car payments, a mortgage payment, health care payments. So after he pays his taxes, pays all of his expenses, he has, say, $10,000 left over to save and invest. Now, I'm not for a 90% tax rate, and I believe in giving incentives for saving and investing. Because when you invest, you help create wealth, and that's good for consumer confidence when people's portfolios go up. But on the other hand, take you know, someone who has a trust fund, and his income is maybe $1 million. Now, he could probably live maybe on $400,000, pay all of his payments, car payments, insurance payments, keeps his kids in college. So he has $600,000 left over. Now, he could invest that. Now, I play the stock market all day. And if I don't make 20, 30% a year of my return, I'm having a bad year. Now, if this millionaire guy with $1 million of income, he can get a huge percentage return on his savings and investment. So when you add his returns and then subtract what he pays in taxes, he has an effective tax rate of zero, where Joe Lunchbox maybe has a 20 or 30% tax rate.
Yeah, look, David, I know there's like I know there are many counterpoints to my idea of supporting a flat tax, and you know, I hear those arguments, and I don't totally disagree with them, but just in general, I think it's fair if everybody pays the same percentage on their taxable income. But you know, when you talk about Joe Lunchbox, though, being that involved in the stock market, I don't know that that's what I would consider the average Joe Lunchbox making $100,000 a year. But you know, $100,000 a year with a couple of kids, private school, there are a lot of people making that much money, working paycheck to paycheck. All right, you got a comment? The Okunar Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. CNN's polling guru, Harry Enten, tells Republicans, don't be so excited about the Republicans and Donald Trump falling in the polls. A CNN poll shows that 45% believe Donald Trump is doing a better job than Kamala Harris would have done. 45%. 43% believe Harris would be doing a better job. 12% say they'd be doing about the same. Donald Trump is being clobbered in the polls. But Harry Enten is saying, if you're a Democrat, don't be excited by this, because as low as the Republicans are, as low as Donald Trump is, he still beats the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats right now are in the toilet. And I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to do it. But they better figure out a way to start parading some candidates in front of the American public before the midterms. And they better start figuring out, ultimately, who are going to be some of the Democratic primary candidates for 2028. And the Democrats are never going to win if they support liberal agendas. The only way the Democrats win is if they come up with a good, moderate candidate. And especially if the Republicans continue to go to the right, and whether it's Trump or a Trump wannabe or a Trump, lookalike, if you will, somebody who's just like Donald Trump, if that's the person who runs, maybe J.D. Vance, if the Republicans go to the right in 2028 and the Democrats have a moderate candidate, I think the Democrats win. But, you know, the Democrats have got to figure out what they stand for, because what they stood for in the past doesn't work. This idea of, you know, we take care of everybody, kumbaya. In the 60s, that might have been a nice thought, but it's not reality. So I know some people say that I never say anything negative about the Democrats. Well, I mean, here I am, and I'm being honest. The Democrats are in the toilet, and they've got to figure out a way to find some kind of image. They've got to start creating an image, and they've got to start finding voices and faces that can stand up and start to represent the Democrats. All right, on stage at Jazz Fest. Okay, I thought this was going to be another song. Anyway, I put this song in here because one thing that came out of the town hall, yeah, lies. Yeah, there was a lot of lies. You know, if you took that two-hour show and edited out the lies, it would have been about 3 minutes long. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. It is a sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. On this day in 2013, Chris Kelly of the rap duo Criss Cross died at the age of 34 after overdosing on heroin and cocaine. This duo was teenagers when they had the number one song in the country in 1992 with the song Jump. And I guess, you know, royalties and a lot of money, and you can buy all the heroin and cocaine you want. I've never done heroin, but I've done cocaine. And I would never do it again. But I can tell you that when I was doing cocaine, man, that was plenty. I didn't need heroin. I mean, I guess, you know, I think heroin is kind of a downer. I don't know. Again, I've never done it. But cocaine, man, made you feel like you were on top of the world. But, you know, the feeling doesn't last, and a lot of other problems to go along with that. But, man, I would never, because of the stuff that's out there now with the possibility of fentanyl, I would never even be tempted to do cocaine today. And you know, I've had a few opportunities in, you know, recent memory where, you know, people have offered me, you know, coke. And, man, it was really easy to turn them down. But there was a time back in the 80s when I would have said, yeah, sure, give me some of that stuff. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about this school principal at a Catholic school fired because he had a child out of wedlock. Should the Catholic Church forgive him and bring him back? There's a petition from many students and parents. They want him back. We'll talk about this coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back with more. It's a nice-looking Thursday afternoon, May the 1st, on WWL.